the brains behind echolocation. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. A few blind people can echolocate, like bats or dolphins. They make vocal clicks and listen to the echoes to detect nearby objects. Now, Canadian scientists have shown that they use their brain's visual processing centers to do it. University of Western Ontario neuroscientist Melvin Goodale and his colleagues recorded two blind echolocators in an outdoor setting.
And then we later took those sound files, and in some of them we arranged it so there were no longer any echoes there. Everything else was there, the traffic noise, the wind and the trees and the clicks, but no echoes.
When they played the recordings back in the lab, the volunteers' visual centers kicked into high gear when they heard the echoes, but not during the echo-free recordings. Goodale says the findings could help scientists develop training techniques for other would-be echolocators. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.